Good afternoon, everybody. It's VR Podcasting, and I am coming to you live from a Virgin train. Not just live from a Virgin train, but from first class. And I wanted to do an update, really, on my first class debacle situation that is still being investigated by Virgin train, so I won't talk about that too much here. Suffice it to say that I did put in a complaint. Many of you remember the incident. If you don't, go back into my timeline. I haven't posted loads, so it should be easy enough to find where, well, again, I won't go on about it here, but the point I'm making is that I have travelled on Virgin trains, well, if I counted all the journeys in the last month, 2, 4, 6, 8, probably 10 times, if you count there and back, and I've probably been in first class about 5 times. Not at my behest, but at the behest of either the train manager or the assistant putting me on there because the train was crowded. And then the train man coming down and going, yeah, no problem. And the food will be down in a bit and all that kind of jazz. So I think the message is, you know, as it was really. Common sense is the thing that prevails. And obviously the complaint will take its course because that needed to be done really, and I did decide, even after the criticism that somehow I was being some kind of beggar or wrong for accepting the food, that was not the issue at all. The issue was to make sure there's consistency. Now I would argue that there probably already is, because as I said, I've been put into first class several times. And even last week with at Fidden, and I'll tweet her into this, copy her into this, if you know her. But she was with me, and we got into first. We were in first class last Saturday night. So I just think it's silly, really, to sort of make it an issue around food, and you shouldn't have accepted it anyway, and blah blah blah. When actually the issue is more around safety and common sense, and just basically Virgin's kindness, really. I mean, nobody knocks the fact that they give us, and I know this is true as well, that they give us peak travel. If you've got a rail card, you get peak allowance at off-peak times. So it's off-peak travel now, and I'm travelling on an off-peak ticket because they've given us that. So it's part of the general concession, because Virgin's a good company now. You know, I'm not asking them. They insist, absolutely insist, that I'll be put into first class. So in front of me today I have a toasted cheese sandwich with ham and mustard on it, and a bit of a garnish of salad, which isn't going to be taken away from me, because that would be silly, wouldn't it, and a glass of cider. So I shall drink to you all, and wish you all a good day. Cheers. Speak to you all later.